Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone, to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, you guys, this is my first night with new equipment, so you're going to have to bear with me. I'm going to try and do my very best. Tonight's show, of course, you know, we do entertainment news, news of the weird, and, of course, the sports, because we sure want to know what's going on with Major League Baseball right now. And it's also the beginning, although it's just practice season for the NFL. And, yeah, so we'll cover that. And then also we're going to talk a little bit about Robin Williams, an icon that just passed recently, and also Lauren Bacall. And then we'll bring you up to date also about the riots going on in Ferguson, Missouri, regarding the young man Michael Brown's death. Okay, so as we always start off, I know y'all just anxious and can't wait to hear what is going on in the entertainment world. Okay, hot news. Well, this is a good one. The engagement lasted 5 years, and the breakup has been nasty. Michael Strahan and Nicole Murphy have we're a great-looking couple, no doubt, but they couldn't overcome obvious differences in their lifestyles between them. They shared 9 children. Murphy, 46, is the ex-wife of comedian Eddie Murphy, and Strahan, 42, is a former pro football star turned daytime TV darling on Good Morning America Live with Kelly and Michael. And Fox, he's also on Fox NFL Sunday, too. He's on the cover of Ebony Magazine and Men's Fitness. What was the cause of the Michael and Nicole's breakup? Well, y'all, we don't know. According to friends of Nicole's, now, saying that Strahan was cheating, but according to people close to Strahan, Nicole wouldn't sign a prenup. She blew through her $17 million fortune she got from her divorce from Eddie Murphy. She made a series of bad business decisions and lost all the money. Strahan wanted her to sign a prenup because his last divorce almost left him broke. His TV turnaround put his assets in fine shape, and this time he wants to protect his money. Well, I don't blame you, brother. Regardless who the woman is, you know, you need the prenup nowadays. Plus, there was the issue of Nicole's cheating. In the past, she has been caught cheating on Strahan. He even installed a tracking device, y'all, in her car and caught her in the act with a well-known celebrity lawyer. Say what? You know that's old news. I'm just clowning. Just a few weeks ago, Nicole was spotted with former NBA player and TV analyst Jim Jackson in Puerto Rico. Say what? They were definitely trust issues between Michael and Nicole. Sources say Nicole went ballistic in public looking for Strahan in a hotel because she thought he was creeping in. They also said she made the breakup announcement on the same weekend Michael was being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame to embarrass him, but Nicole may be the odd person out in this battle. Strahan had his TV co-hosts Robin Roberts and Kelly Ripa by his side when he was inducted. Strahan adored Nicole despite her roving eye. Sources say she found him too controlling, and she hated the fact that he worked on the East Coast during the week. She felt he worked too much going back and forth between Los Angeles and New York. Who's going to take care of Nicole Murphy now? There's no going back to ex-husband Eddie Murphy. You know that's right. And it looks Strahan may wind up with a woman who appreciates him. Team Michael. You know, whichever way it goes, Nicole, I wish you the best, and Michael, I wish you the best. And I want to say this about you, Nicole. You are the prettiest woman I've seen in a long time. I tell you, when I look at you and I think you're the most beautiful transvestite, I know you're a woman, you're a female, but that's what you remind me of is a beautiful transvestite. So you know what, girlfriend? Do you? Y'all can quit laughing now. I heard that all the way in here in the studio. TV radio personality Claudia Jordan is in talks to join the Bravo reality show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Even though Jordan has been reportedly been divorced from actor, model, producer Tari Turner for years, she's still well known in celebrity circles for the other men she has dated. The former Price is Right and Deal or No Deal model also has a sense of humor, which works well with her current radio gig on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. If Jordan does join the Housewives, look for sparks to fly between her and Kenya Moore and NeNe Leakes. Say what? That ought to be interesting, huh? Yeah, we got to laugh about that one. Comedian Sherry Shepherd of The View and her estranged husband Lamar Sally are now proud parents of a baby boy. Lamar Sally Jr. is here with his dad. Shepherd is trying to back out of the deal, saying she was tricked into deal with her now estranged husband Lamar Sr. Shepherd, who is leaving the daytime talk show TV View this week after 7 years, says Sally is just looking for child support money from her because he never worked during the marriage and just wants her money. Girlfriend, we tried to tell you that from the jump, okay? That's all he was good for. He didn't have no gold line, Dick. What's wrong with you? I'm glad you came to your senses. Good Lord. Career-wise, Shepherd is on a roll. She is headed to Broadway to star as the evil stepmother in the musical Cinderella, starring Kiki Palmer. In more Sherry news, look for the comedian to join her fellow stand-up Kevin Hart and Chris Rock on the big screen. First, we'll see her team up with Rock in the movie Top 5, and that's due out in September, y'all, in one more month. Then she'll join Kevin Hart and Ice Cube in their sequel, Ride Along 2. It's due out January 2016. The first Ride Along, did y'all know this? Grossed over $150 million. Yeah, it did quite well. Will Damon Wayans Jr. and Jake Johnson star in the comedy Let's Be Cops, which opens today, August 13th. So y'all make it to the show and support the brothers. But it opens today. Singer Mariah Carey is in a career crisis. What? Do tell. She recently parted ways with longtime manager and producer Jermaine Dupri. Dupri produced many of her biggest hits. Her last album did not sell well. I didn't know she put an album out. And she is fast becoming an industry joke with all the gimmicks. Carey needs to go back and do what she does best, which is sing. She has one of the most beautiful voices, but you would never know by listening to her latest album. Memo to Mariah Carey, girlfriend, please go back to singing. All right, that's what time it is, Mariah. You know you got the voice. Use your talent. You ain't got to be showing your titties and butt and all that stuff. Use the gift that God gave you, which is your voice. Everything else will follow, okay? Idris Elba returning to the big screen in the thriller No Good Deed with Taraji P. Henson. The movie opens September 12th. It's going to be a boy for singer Kelly Rowland and her manager husband Tim Witherspoon. Well, Lisa Ray, y'all, recently shared the good news about her recent baptism. Well, God bless you, sister. The actress, best known for her work in Players Club, The Wood, All of Us, and just recently Singles Ladies, is in the process of turning her life around. Well, like I said, God bless you. And who is the young mystery lady dating Motown legend Stevie Wonder? The singer-songwriter, 64 years old, has moved on from his recent divorce from fashion designer Kai Miller, who Wonder divorced after 11 years and two kids with her. Now he's dating a young woman in her 30s. Will she be the next Mrs. Wonder? Well, Martin Lawrence has returned to series TV in the sitcom Partners. The show also starts Kelsey Grammer, and it airs Monday night. So y'all start looking for that. I believe it's already began, and it's Monday nights at 9 p.m. on FX. So look up FX channel on your cable network, and Monday 9 p.m., be there or be square. Will a singer-songwriter Ne-Yo having money problems? Sources say the Champagne Live singer-producer has been hit with a federal lawsuit regarding an unpaid bank loan totaling $1.4 million. Okay, let that be the reason. The Best Man co-star Terrence Howard is crying broke. Howard owes his ex-wife Michelle Gent $325,000 in spousal support. Howard recently went to a judge seeking a reduction in his payments. Howard says he was only married to his ex for a year, Your Honor. So why is he paying her so much money? Howard said he only makes $6,000 a month. His new TV drama, Empire, debuted, y'all, in January 2015 on the Fox network. Look, you another one like Sherry. Grow up, okay? Take care of your business. Right is right and wrong is wrong. You knew what you were getting into. I know you weren't blinded by sex, brother. You look too good for that and you too intelligent. Get it together, Terrence. Get ready for The Best Man 3. The Best Man Wedding will be the third installment in the movie franchise. Last year's first sequel, The Best Man Holiday, starring Taye Diggs, Morris Chestnut, Terrence Howard, Harold Perrineau, Regina Hall, Monica Calhoun, Melissa DeSouza, and Nia Long was a smash, taking in over $70 million at the box office. Well, you know what? Let's give him a hand clap. That's right. All right now, writer-director Malcolm D. Lee is slated to helm once again with the original cast reprising their roles again. The movie is due spring of 2016. Well, y'all, guess who's got a new CD coming out? Smokey Robinson, yes, is back with the new CD. The legendary singer-songwriter is joined by Mary J. Blige, James Taylor, Sheryl Crow, Ledesi, CeeLo Green, and John Legend as they remake Smokey's greatest hits from his writing for other artists and his own miracles and solo years. Smokey and Friends will be out August 19th. Yes, that means it will be out on next Tuesday. Better ask somebody. Okay, Boyz II Men dropped their new album, Collide, on September 30th, so look for that next month, y'all. Singer-songwriter Marsha Ambrose is back with a new project, Friends and Lovers. And last in music, Kendrick, The Family, Soul, is back with a new CD entitled A Couple of Friends. All right. Okay, well, with that, you know we're going to take a quick break. Yes, indeedy, and then we'll be right on back. You're listening to In the Studio on the Essence with Lennox on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So give me a holler. You want to talk about anything in entertainment news, news of the weird or sports, give me a holler. Call in and let me know. All right. Well, in the meantime, let's take a little break, and I'll be back in two. Are back. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you're back. I hope you've enjoyed the entertainment news section of the show. I'm getting ready to do news of the weird and then sports. And then we're going to talk about Robin Williams, of course, and Lauren Bacall, and updates on the riots going on back there in Ferguson, Missouri. So, and also let me tell y'all, I have Skype now. How about that? Oh, I'm just so tickled. So Skype, my number Skype is Lennis, L-E-N-N-I-S, 44. Got it? Lennis 44, and you got me. Okay. All right, now going on, I'm just enjoying y'all today. Either that or I'm just having a good time, and I think I am. Okay, so news of the weird, let's see what's going on. You know, crazy things be happening around the world, so who knows? Let's see. Well, here's a cute little story. The Chinese have a fondness for napping in odd places is a well-documented phenomenon, one that spawned a popular website and even a book, wrote the Wall Street Journal in a July dispatch just last month. In a recent photo essay, a Getty Image photographer captured a series of shots of customers catching 40 winks in various furniture departments of IKEA stores, which officially does not seem it is a problem, according to a spokesman. So maybe it's okay. We can sell a few extra mattresses or two. That is too cute. Let's see. Bear with me. You know I'm looking for something good to make you laugh. Okay, here's one. Police report. Inexplicable. Number one, Alonzo Liverman, 29, was arrested in June at a Daytona Beach, Florida police sting on prostitutes John. I'm hungry, was a female officer's come on. Responded Liverman, I got a salad. Even though no salad was found on Liverman, police determined the banter constituted a sufficient offer for paid sex. The number two story, the robber of a Chase Bank in Tucson, Arizona in March is still on the loose, even though surveillance video has been widely distributed, y'all. An additional detail from the video, the man pulled a hole up while carrying a small dog in a basket. Really? 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 Okay. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Mrs. Janafi, that's got to be how you pronounce that, and her husband recently filed a lawsuit against New York City's Transit Authority, MTA, following her tumble down some stairs at a subway station, which caused a broken ankle, concussion, and lingering trauma that has required psychiatric care. Damn, Gina. The MTA had placed a large ad for the serial killer TV series Dexter on station stairs, positioning to be seen just as visitors left the subway. Miss Juana Nafi said she was momentarily terrified by that ad and lost her balance. Well, girlfriend, get you some glasses so you can see clearly, okay? Let's see. Now, number one, okay, in Turkey, some shepherds have outfitted their sheep monitoring donkeys with solar panels and battery packs to illuminate nighttime isolated fields in emergencies. Thus, for instance, pregnant animals can be aided during their field births and not have to return to the farms. Number two, in an interview with Vice.com, the Swiss founder of Eurolactis touts donkey milk as the preferred substitute for cow milk. Since donkeys have only one stomach, as humans have, cows, goats, and sheep have multiple stomachs to break down their complex milk. But that milk gives humans digestive problems. On the other hand, a Vice.com pointed out, milk drinkers especially must learn to ignore the A-word nickname for donkey when they drink the milk. Yeah, okay, let that be the reason. The most recent murder suspect to whine about his oppressive jail condition appears to be Adam Landerman. He's 21 years old. He's waiting trial in the grisly 2013 murders of two people. In July, his patience apparently exhausted, he filed court papers in Joliet, Illinois, complaining that the jail's towels are too small, the jail offers no barber or beautician service or shaving cream, and the food is monotonous and undiversified, among other inadequacies. Really? All right there. Well, Adam, we hope you find what you're looking for, whatever that helps you to sleep at night, you dumbass. Okay, now, more news of the weird. At first, Reverend Fred Armfield arrests for patronizing a prostitute in Greenwood, South Carolina, in January 2010. Looked uncontroversial when Armfield allegedly confessing that he had bargained Melinda Truckstop Robinson down from $10 to $5, $5, $5 foot long for oral sex. Several days later, however, Armfield formally disputed the arrest, calling himself a descendant of the original Mauro Pathukas Dysach, Kenya Pathukas, and Afro Pathukas, a living flesh and blood being who, based on his high character and community standing, should not be prosecuted. Also, he said any payment to Truckstop, Melinda Truckstop Robinson, with Federal Reserve notes did not legally constitute a purchase, since such notes are not lawful money. Brother, whoo, I'd like to see you on prayer Sunday. How do you give when it comes to collection at church? Just crazy. Ain't got good sense the Lord gave him. Okay, now let's go to sports, y'all, and see what's going on in sports. Okay, Major League Baseball, here's a scoreboard. So bottom of the eighth is 0-0 between ARI and Cleveland. Bottom of the eighth, Milwaukee 2, Chicago 4. Top of the eighth, we got TB10 to Texas 1. I take that must be Tampa Bay. Woohoo! Okay, bottom of the first inning, Toronto 0, Seattle Mariners 2. Woohoo! Go Seattle Mariners! Bottom of the first, Philadelphia and Los Angeles Angels 0-0. Okay, here's your finals for the Major League Baseball. Boston 5 over Cincinnati 4. Minnesota 3 over Houston 1. San Francisco 7 over Chicago White Sox 1. Cleveland 3 over ARI 2. Final. Okay. San Diego 5 over Colorado 3, COL. Baltimore 5 over New York Yankees 3. Detroit 8 over Pittsburgh 4. And Atlanta Braves 3 over LAD. So, and that's your Major League Baseball scores. Now, in the WNBA, you know we got to keep up with our girls. Chicago 72, Washington 69 is their final. And Atlanta 96, Phoenix 82. In tennis, Serena, she won. I was pretty sure. Yep, she did. Serena's final in the second round, she won over Stosur 7-6. Congratulations. And let's see, I was trying to think, I saw something in tennis. Oh, what's his name pulled out? Tiger pulled out of the Ryder Cup. Yep. I just remembered that. He sure did. He pulled out. So these are just quick little news things. Arizona State lineman announces he is gay. Spurs Mavericks will tip off NBA season. Donald Sterling's appeal of Clipper sale denied. Thank you very much. And Tiger does. He did pull out of the Ryder's Cup after consideration. I'll tell you why, because his back is still bothering him. He might have come back a little bit too soon. Yankees must step up. Tanaka throws. Orioles, Machado, knee lands on the 15th day. I don't know what that is. And let's see what this is. Vicks writes, advice to, Michael Vick's advice to Rice. If you, here, let me just tell you a little bit about this. Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice is to repair his image after his domestic violence case. He must back up his words with actions, Michael Vick told him. Vick, who has been fighting a constant battle against public perception after his conviction on dogfighting charges in 2007, has become an animal rights advocate through the Humane Society. He pointed to that as an example of what Rice can do to gain back the public's trust. Excuse me. You've got to continue to make amends, Vic told him on his website. Once you start something, you can never go back. I feel like I've become an advocate of animal welfare, and I think I have to continue that. It's all about keeping kids 15 years from now from doing the same. We've saved a lot of kids, and we've saved a lot of animals. That's how I feel. Ray will make it right. He'll do everything he can to make the situation right. Vick said Rice must follow through on that pledge. At a news conference last month, answered questions, Rice expressed, he said he's going to be an ambassador for against domestic violence. I think the most important thing that you can do is to try to make amends for what you've done, Vick told the website. I think you have to show people that you're trying to help yourself and bring awareness to that situation to help others. To prevent it, you've got to become an advocate. So Rice was arrested, y'all, February 15th after he allegedly struck his then-fiancée, Janae Palmer, during an altercation at an Atlantic City hotel. Just, you know, a little back history to it. Rice pleaded not guilty to a third-degree charge of aggravated assault and avoided trial by being accepted into a pretrial intervention program in May. Ravens fans have embraced Rice this preseason despite the incident with his now wife and the subsequent suspension. In his first game since the incidents, fans cheered for Rice when he was announcing during pregame introductions, and they clapped again for him after his first run, a six-yard gain. No boos were audible during either instance. That means the world to me, Rice said, after the preseason game against the 49ers on August 8th last week. Everything I went through, I don't take anything for granted anymore, especially going out there and playing in front of our fans. It's a lot of respect that I have to go out there and earn because of the position that I put myself in. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this. I'll give you a hand clap because I want you to stick by your word, too. If you are going to be a spokesman for domestic violence, do that. And remember what you did. Change for the better. And it will be much appreciated, believe me. Much appreciated. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take another little quick break here. Let's see. Yep. Be right back. Just listen. In the studio, Lynn, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That's area code 646-777-914. And, All right, and we are back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Or you can call me on Skype, LENNIS44. Okay, well, now we're going to talk a little bit about Robin Williams. Robin Williams just recently died, I believe it was on Monday, was an American actor, stand-up comedian, film producer, and screenwriter, rising to fame with his role as the alien Mork in the TV series Mork and Mindy. And Williams went on to, much greater stuff than that. He had three children, Zelda Ray Williams, Cody Allen Williams, and Zachary Pine Williams. He won an Academy Award for supporting role and actor. And I will tell you this, he was definitely a icon, believe me. His film career included such acclaimed films. I just want to remind people, Popeye, The World According to Garp, Good Morning Vietnam. I know y'all remember that. That was back in 1987, Dead Poet Society. And he did an excellent job in that. Awakenings in 1999. Remember that, y'all, with Robert De Niro? Again, he should have been listed or nominated for an Academy. The Fisher King in 91, Good Will Hunting. And financial success with Hook, Aladdin. I loved his character in Aladdin, that cartoon. It was so hilarious. And then let's not forget Mrs. Doubtfire in 1993. I remember that. We all went to the show. That was such a good family movie. I don't know who wouldn't enjoy that from zero up, because even little kids would laugh and see, you know, but I would say that was a premium of his career as Mrs. Doubtfire and The Birdcage. And then, of course, Jumanji. And my most number one favorite, The Birdcage. I will always, always, always love that movie. The Birdcage came out in 1996, and you talk about, it's a classic. If you haven't seen it, I understand. I was reading some comments on Facebook that Amazon has practically sold out of all of his movies right now, that, you know, people are being put on waiting lists. So I can believe that. I mean, I have some and my daughter has some, so I know, but yeah, I can believe that. But The Birdcage, yes. Night at the Museum. Happy Feet. That was one of my favorite. I love Happy Feet. I took my two grandsons to see it. And, of course, you know, I bought the movie for me. Yeah, He also appeared, too, in Don't Worry, Be Happy with Bobby McFerrin. Well, he was nominated for the Academy Awards for Best Actor three times and won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance in Good Will Hunting. He also received two Emmy Awards, four Global Awards, and two Screen Actor Guild Awards, and five Grammy Awards. Williams sometimes suffered from depression and struggled with drug and alcohol addiction. On August 11th, like I said, it was Monday, he was found dead after committing suicide by hanging at his home in Paradise Cay near Tiburon, California. So I just wanted to give a little bit about him. And his influences were Jonathan Winters. I love Jonathan Winters. Jonathan Winters could imitate anybody. I don't care what culture, what religion, what gang, what you're in. Jonathan Winters, and in fact, when Robin Williams came along, he reminded me a lot of Jonathan Winters. He really did. His humor, to be quick, because Jonathan Winters had a very quick wit, and so did Robin Williams. So, yes, I definitely can see his influence there. And he influenced people like Eddie Murphy, Carrot Top, Frank Caliendo. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So, yeah. He was an icon. He will definitely be missed, believe that. He will definitely be missed. But also I wanted to speak a little bit, too, on this. Robin suffered from depression, manic depression. And yes, he did have problems with alcohol and drugs, but I think the depression was greater. Now, did the latter have an effect on what the present? Maybe so. No one knows but his doctor or his family. But I know that people need to be more concerned and understand depression. People came out many years ago talking about that, even entertainers. And we just need to really start that depression does affect people. And, you know, when you don't hear from people two or three days, heck, call them, you know, or send them an email or something. Just check on them because you just never know. You can say good morning, and by the end of the day, you could be saying goodbye. So when people tell you that they have some mental issues, listen to them, believe them, and if you can help them, then do so, but do not judge them or put them down. Instead, try and be a help and a support to them, and above all, continue to show the love. Continue to show the love. Okay, now, and the next actress I wanted to talk about was Lauren Bacall. Lauren Bacall, also, she just died too, is an American film and stage actress and model known for her distinctive husky voice and sultry looks. I want y'all to know I got to meet her in person, and she really is beautiful because, of course, she was, you know, probably in her, let's see, maybe I was 40. She was probably in her 60s at that time, but she still looked very sultry, you know. And one thing, and maybe she was just tired or whatever, I felt she was being a little snobbish because I told her, you know, I enjoyed her, and I asked if it was possible to get an autograph. But if not, you know, it was okay. And she kind of snipped at me, you know, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. I mean, it was not like I was running up in your face. I just wanted to let you know I enjoyed you as an actress. Well, did y'all know that when she met Humphrey Bogart, she was 19 years old? You know, I got to come back on you, Lauren. Uh-huh, yeah. I was like, damn, Humphrey Bogart. But they were married for years. And, in fact, they have two children, Leslie Howard Bogart and Stephen Humphrey Bogart. And then when Bogart died in 57, she married Jason Robards. And they have one child, Sam Robards, who is an actor himself. So I'm sure you've probably seen him in quite a few venues. But, yeah, but she was 19. I was like, wow, I guess, you know, May all the way down to December. But anyway, well, let me tell you a little bit about her. Well, in her modeling day as a teenager, she was a fashion model, and she appeared on the cover of Harper's Bazaar, as well as in magazines such as Vogue. She was noted for her cat-like grace, tawny blonde hair, and blue-green eyes. In 1941, Bacall took lessons at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, where she was classmate with Kirk Douglas, while others as a theater usher and a fashion model. She made her acting debut on Broadway in 1942 at the age of 17 with a walk-on in Johnny 2x4. Yes, so Hawks signed her to a 7-year personal contract, brought her to Hollywood, gave her a $100 salary a week, and began to manage her career. Hawks changed her name to Lauren, and Persky adopted Bacall, a variant of her mother's maiden name, as her new surname, Nancy Hawk, took Bacall under her wing. So now she was Lauren Bacall instead of Nancy Hawks. let's see. On the set, Humphrey Bogart, who was married, insinuated. Oh, let's do a little history. On the set, Humphrey Bogart, who was married to Mayo Mathot, initiated a relationship with Bacall several weeks into the shooting. They began seeing each other on a visit to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. On February 10, 1945, Bacall's press agent, chief of publicity at Warner Brothers, Charlie Enfield, asked a 20-year-old Bacall to sit on the piano, which was being played at that time by Vice President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. How's that for a little nugget? After To Have and Have Not, Bacall was seen opposite Charles Boyer in Confidential Agent in 1945, which was poorly received by the critics. She appeared with Bogart in the films Noir, The Big Sleep in 1946 and Dark Passage in 47, and John Huston's melodramatic suspense film Key Largo in 1948 with Bogart and Edward G. Robinson. She was cast opposite Gary Cooper, too, in Bright Lights in 1950s. In the 50s, Bacall turned down scripts she did not find interesting and thereby earned a reputation for being difficult. That's interesting. For her leads in a string of films, she receives favorable reviews in Young Man with the Horn, 1950, where Kirk Douglas, Doris Day, and Hoagy Carmichael. Bacall played a two-faced femme fatale. The movie is often considered the big-budget jazz film. So, let's see. Well, in the late 1990s, Bacall donated the only known kinescope of the 1955 performance to the Museum of Television and Radio, now the Pally Center for Media, where it remains archived for viewing in New York City and Los Angeles. Written on the Wind, directed by Douglas Sirk in 1956, is now considered a classic tearjerker, appearing with Rock Hudson, Dorothy Malone, and Robert Stack. Bacall played a career woman whose life is unexpectedly turned around by a family of oil magnates. Bacall wrote in her autobiography that she did not think much of the role. While struggling at home with Bogart's battle with cancer, Bacall starred with Gregory Peck in Designing Women. It was directed by Vincente Minnelli and released in New York on May 16, 1957, 4 months after Bogart succumbed to cancer on January 14th. Later in her career, during the 1980s, Bacall appeared in the poorly received star vehicle The Fan, as well as some star-studded features such as Robert Altman's Health in 1980. And she appeared in 1997 for Best Supporting Actress, or she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for her role in The Mirror Has Two Faces. 1996, her first nomination after a career span of more than 50 years. She had already won a Golden Globe and was widely expected to win the Oscar, but lost in an upset to Juliette Binoche for The English Patient. Bacall received the Kennedy Center Honors in 1997. In 1999, she was voted one of the 25 most significant female movie stars in the history by the American Film Institute. Her movie career saw something of a renaissance, and she attracted respectful notices for her performances in high-profile projects such as Dogville 2003, Birth 2004, both with Nicole Kidman. She was a leading actor in Paul Schrader's The Walker. So, anyway, that is it. So Bacall suffered a massive stroke on August 12th at her longtime home in the Dakota, an Upper West Side apartment building overlooking Central Park in Manhattan. She was pronounced dead at the Presbyterian Hospital. She was 89 years old. Well, sir, I tell you, well, Lauren Bacall, our prayers, as well as Robin Williams' family, are with you and your family. And we just hope the very best that you will be missed, your icon. And like I said, I enjoyed your movies. And I'm sure there's a lot more to see with your death that will bring more movies out that will bring people's interest back up again about your career. Okay, and last, before I leave off the air, I told you I was going to talk a little bit now about the update on the Michael Brown shooting by the officers in Ferguson, Missouri. Well, the latest on this is there's a no-fly zone, y'all, declared amid protests over Ferguson police shooting of Michael Brown. Concern continues to grow in Ferguson, Missouri, following 4 nights of protests after an unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer Saturday. The FAA has issued a no-fly zone warning over the city. St. Louis police requested the ban after their chopper was shot at during riots this week. Planes and helicopters are not allowed to fly below 3,000 feet in a 3-mile area around the city, and that ban will stay in place until Monday of next week. This is just the latest response to another night of violence over the death of Michael Brown. The anger is further fueled by the police department's refusal to reveal the name of the officer who shot and killed the young man because it says it is afraid for his safety after death threats on social media. The latest report from the medical examiner's office says that Brown died of multiple gunshot wounds. The FBI is just one of several agencies that is now involved in this investigation. Well, you know what, I'll say this on behalf of the policeman who shot the guy. Not that I'm taking up for him, but y'all, if his name was released, you would go after him, his wife, his kids, his parents, his friend. Come on. This ain't Kaiser Soze. Let the police do their part and the government. You got other agencies now that have come to your support that are going to help and get to the bottom of this. So let them do their job, okay? His name is going to come out. That's going to be because it's public record. It was a shooting. Somebody died. So his name is going to come out regardless. It may not come out when you want it to, but know this, that you have support from other government agencies and the FBI that are going to come in there and find out what's going on, not only in this young man's death, Michael Brown, but what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, and what's going on in St. Louis, Missouri, with your police departments back there that are starting to scare the hell out of not just your people, but the nation. So anyway, that's the latest, folks, and what's going on with that. And let's see, now on Saturday, Friday is Friday Traffic Jam. Almost forgot. I was like, hey, I got to tell you what's coming up on in the studio. No, okay, tomorrow, Thursday at 9 o'clock, I want you to tune in, and I'll tell you why. Because we have a new show that will be coming this fall, and it's called Proud to be Different by Maxwell. Maxwell is doing a test show tomorrow night. I believe it's on for an hour, and he's going to be talking about various subjects. I think he'll have some guests on the show as well. So you want to be sure and tune in at 9 p.m. Pacific time. It'll be midnight on the East Coast. I know it's late, but, you know, you only got Friday to go. So anyway, if you would, let's support this young man. He's gay. It's the LGBT community, transgender, that whole community. So Maxwell has been fortunate and blessed us to be generous to do a show, and I want you guys to support him. Okay, so I want you to call in and let him know, or maybe there might be some things that you'd like to know or talk about. So that's on Thursday. Now, Friday, I'll be back with Friday Traffic Jams. And this week's show is all about smooth jazz. I'm going to bring it to you in a smooth, nasty, funky way. Okay, so you tune in Friday, and that's at 5 p.m. Pacific time and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. So either way, I'm going to start your weekend on a good note. And then Saturday is Time to Love at 2 p.m. with Lydia. I'm not for sure what her show is about, but you know, whatever it is, it's good, because Lydia knows how to bring love into existence in all things, heaven, earth, man, spiritual, mental, or physical. Lydia knows it, okay? So whatever her show, I know it's going to be excellent and good. In fact, I want you guys to also support her, because this is her last show on the network. She got hired. She'll be working for, she lives in Denver, Colorado, and so she's going to be working for a Denver radio station on the air, and we just wish her the very best. Congratulations, Lydia. I'm so happy for you. So, yeah, so we're going to be partying Saturday on your last show. So whatever it is, hey, everybody call in, old school, new school. Let's send her off with a big hug and a smile, okay? And with that, I will see y'all Sunday for psychic readings at 3 p.m. You know what time it is. Call in early. Every ninth caller gets a free reading from me, which is a $60 value, and you get one question per caller, one question. Some of y'all be trying to sneak another one in there on me. But anyway, that's Sunday at 3 p.m., psychic readings. And other than that, I'll be back here next Wednesday, same time, same place, in the studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Good night.